Kimberly. Honestly, it's eye-opening to me. I am an alum of the university. I was here for 5 years. I never heard this story before. And so to be a Black person who was a student here and to find out that there was actually a lynching of a Black person is just jaw-dropping. But I do appreciate the commemoration of this event.
What do you... You were here for the entire thing, I assume. What did you think of the remarks? Like, did something stand out to you that was said?
What I enjoyed about the remarks is the fact that they made the connection to today's events and how there are still a myriad of injustices that Black Americans face. And so this is not just, oh, this happened way back when. These were the kind of things that happened way back when. There are still injustices related to healthcare, related to the criminal justice system for African Americans today.
It is difficult and terrifying to reimagine this event. According to newspaper reports, on a November night in 1881, a human being had a rope put around his neck. He was thrown over the edge of a bridge by a mob. According to the law of the United States of America, Christopher Davis, a Black man, was murdered by a mob of as many as 50 white men.
I'm Allie Mans. I'm a student. I'm a junior undergrad, and I'm studying English and environmental studies at OU.
Okay, so what did you think of what you've seen here today?
I thought it was really moving, especially the opening song. I think that's an amazing way to start this kind of an event and really bring the atmosphere together. And such a moving performance after that, talking about the local history and kind of relating it back to the recent mass shootings. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, so I was in that area, you know, right around that time. So.
Yeah, my name's James Fox, and I'm a graduate student here at Ohio University studying geology. And I came out here today with Ali. But I found it to be very moving to hear the second speaker who used Christopher Davis, used his words.
Then I heard a man who came in and held me from behind and began to beat me to the point of near death.
Just found that to be very moving, and it does make you like kind of personally reflect on what happened then and compare it to today.
Do events like this give you any measure of hope?
They do give me a measure of hope, because I think in order to change systems, you have to be able to talk about them. And when people are willing to talk about them, I think that's when you can affect change.
Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar. Pastoral sea of the Callan South.